Happy birthday!
Merry happy holidays to all of you, and welcome to the Wilmington UCast Happy Holiday Cast. This is formerly the WC Podcast, and now being retooled as we speak, starting in January, actually. Quick note starting around in January. I don't want to nail us down to it, Paul, but when about are we going to
launch? I was thinking towards the middle.
Yeah, middle of January sometime.
Give us some time after break to kind of prepare for it.
Exactly. And we just had a big meeting yesterday. We're going to be putting together a lot of new and fun and exciting things for the podcast in the new year.
What is it, Chris? It is our official launch into cyberspace.
That's right. Exactly. And that is on January 14th, 2008.
Talk about a little bit?
We're going to have an event at the Newcastle campus on that day, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and we're going to be out there meeting and greeting and be out there handing out coffee and cocoa and things like that.
That's
and
right.
Getting a chance to meet all of you guys.
That's right, and hopefully it'll be a nice cold day so we can bundle up and hot stuff. And
Hopefully
it won't rain, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we should come up with a rain date.
Yeah, we may have a rain date if that is the case.
That's
but
right.
But yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I'm sure we'll have some little something silly to give away, and you guys can get a chance at that point. We'll be running the podcast, actually, the new episode, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and so you get a chance to hear it there. And
That's a Monday.
Yep.
So that's when we are going to post our podcasts. So we'll just have our first official episode. And then we'll just be hanging out outside the People's Building from 11 to 1.
I was going to say, and what time?
11 to 1 p.m.
that's what it says in the script. It says,
right.
What time?
Exactly. 4 to 6 p.m. as well.
So, yeah, excellent. That's great.
Yep.
That's great. And you will get to meet all of the exciting UCast cast.
So, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, last year, we had an expedition to the mall. And we got to meet with Santa Claus and tried to determine who the real Santa was and what mall had the best Santa and so on and so forth. And if you're interested in going and hearing some of those archived bits, you can find them. Where can you find them, Paul?
Let me move my mic back.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can find it on the website. We actually have an official UCast website.
Excellent.
And that is at wilmu.edu/UCast. And you can find the latest episodes as well as some past recordings that we've done. So,
exactly.
Visit that webpage and you'll be up to date.
That's terrific. Right. That is terrific. Now,
I'll turn my mic down.
I feel bad because we've gone through this whole show so far, and we haven't mentioned Suki, who's sitting right next to me, Suki Dean. Now, Suki, you were looking at some of the programs that are on for the holidays, both television programs and books. And I know that a lot of these are you know, old favorites, have been around for a long time. Now, both Paul and Suki know very well. It's a program I don't know that well, but we'll start with the one at the top of the list, which is The Snowman, which was made in 1982.
The Snowman, 1982, is an animated adventure about a young English boy who makes a snowman one Christmas Eve, and it comes to life that night. Takes him on this magical adventure to the North Pole to meet Santa Claus. Now, anyone born in the 80s, even the 70s, will know this movie like the back of their hand.
Yeah, what, it got a lot of airplay?
It got a lot. It was on TV every Christmas, all the time.
Was this a cable program or was it on regular network? Do you know?
I'm not sure because I was over in Kenya.
Oh.
So I can't tell you that.
Okay, very good. That's an honest answer. Yeah. I think I may have seen it. It sounds familiar, but I just don't remember. It was animated, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm, okay. And then, of course, we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which comes from my childhood, 1964. Young Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, has been ousted by all the reindeer from all the reindeer games because of his beaming honker. So he teams up with Hermie, an elf who wants to be a dentist, and Yukon Cornelius, the prospector. And they run into the abominable snowman.
Can you do that again for me?
It's Cornelius. At any rate, he was Canadian, but he sounded like he was British. Did you ever notice that?
I never noticed.
Yeah. That. Okay. They run into the abominable snowman and find a whole island of misfit toys. Why?
Why not?
Yeah. There you go.
There it is.
Rudolph. There we go. Rudolph vows to see if he can get Santa to help and find homes for all the toys, and they go back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. But Santa's sleigh is fogged in. When Santa looks over at Rudolph, he gets a bright idea. Exactly. And that, of course, you know, we have the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the whole program was built around this particular song, which was a Burl Ives tune, I believe. Yes.
Originally written by Burl Ives.
I think for I don't know. Mm-hmm. Interesting little fun fact to look up, I guess. But
I'm singing. Yeah. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Now, for those of our listeners who don't know what that's from, what is that from?
That's from Elf.
That's from Elf. That's right.
Who doesn't know?
Yeah. Who doesn't know?
Who doesn't know?
Which was also a great film. That was a lot of fun.
I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Now, you have a little something from Frosty the Snowman, too, don't you?
Do I have a little?
I thought you did.
I had the happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
There you go. It. And that, okay. Of course, is Frosty, 1969. A living snowman and a little girl struggle to elude a greedy magician who is after the snowman's magic hat.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's really funny. I remember when that show came out. They had all the claymation ones, you know. And this was an animated one. And I don't know what made them make the decision to do this animated versus claymation, because all the other ones were claymation, and then all of a sudden Frosty was animated.
Happy birthday!
And the thing about Frosty is that it's the same. The character design is the same. Same kind of characters, same kind of eyes, everything else, but it's animated as opposed to, I don't know, maybe they were testing something new over at Rankin-Bass. I have no idea, but... exactly. And then we have Home Alone, 1990. Everybody's familiar with that one.
Little Macaulay Culkin.
Exactly, exactly. Where is he now? an 8-year-old who is accidentally left behind by his family when they fly to France for Christmas. Now, just the idea that they're flying to France for Christmas tells you something about that family. But at any rate.
And there's 12 or 13 of them in the family.
Many
of them.
Yeah. but at any rate, he decides to defend his home against... idiotic burglars.
And they really are quite idiotic.
Exactly, yeah. And it's funny, as I'm looking at this, I sort of missed the start. I had to sort of jump around. I'm looking at the script, and I'm seeing, you know, his family flies to France, and then I look back at the script, and I saw who was after a magic hat, you know. Looking up the script wrong, but at any rate.
There's a really good scene in Home Alone when he's trying to make the burglars think that there's lots of people in the house and he's got puppets going.
Oh, yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was a lot of fun. It just got a lot of airplay, but it was a lot of fun the first 13 times I saw it.
Yeah.
But and then let's see, what else do we have here? How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, originally made in 1966. Which,
the animated version.
To me, is the only How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I was not a big fan of the Jim Carrey version myself, personally.
Someone need a hug.
But at any rate, but just a wonderful, wonderful, and a great book, and I just love anything Dr. Seuss. I think is great. And then, when did Eight Crazy Nights come out? Well, that was Adam Sandler's...
I want to say 2001, 2002.
You know,
I
want that button so I can push it when you talk, Paul. But yeah, it came out fairly recently, didn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty new.
And see, now if people were quick, we could get on IMDb and find out that one. But yeah, it was first holiday movie to focus on Hanukkah, and Adam Sandler invites you to join in some holiday cheer in a new no holds barred musical comedy, Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights.
2002.
Oh, there we go. See?
Good.
That's why we have these laptops. So, all right, great. And then, now, Suki, you had some holiday reading suggestions, and I'm going to sort of turn this over to you because I'm not familiar with a lot of these books, but perhaps you are.
Okay. Now, this is all recommended on Amazon.com and Borders.com.
Excellent. Yeah. And by no means do we expect either of those two companies to send us any kind of gift certificates or anything for that plug. Yeah. Although, you know, okay, go ahead.
So what? What did he say?
So the first thing I have is Something Tasty, which is a William Sonoma entertaining, holiday entertaining. And this is by Georgianne Brennan.
Okay.
It's a great book if you're going to do any entertaining this holiday season, which a lot of people will.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you, Paul. I got that this weekend coming up.
It's packed with 125 recipes, mm-hmm. planning and decorating tips and styling ideas.
Okay.
So, and it's got really good photography. I've taken a look at it myself. And simple recipes.
That's
so,
terrific.
If you're interested in that, that's
good.
It's a good buy.
Yep. Williams and Sonoma, also a very good company.
Yes.
Yep.
Something funny.
funny. Oh, here's something funny. Oh, yeah, okay.
Something funny. A book by Joshua Ferris.
Okay.
Then We Came to the End.
That's I pushed the wrong button.
There we go. That's what we wanted. What Thank wanted. You, Paul.
You're welcome. All right, keep going.
So it's a funny, witty... It's called Then We Came to the End. It's a funny, witty novel about a group of copywriters and designers at a Chicago ad agency that faced layoffs at the end of the 90s boom.
Okay.
It's a funny tale about corporate America and the cubicle jungle.
Oh, that sounds good. I haven't read that one. I gotta pick that up.
It just came out, and just ranting and raving about that book. So
that's great.
I suggest checking.
Yeah,
it
I got out of advertising in the late '80s, but yeah, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to read that.
So if you're looking for something touching,
yes.
you can look at from the author of Tuesdays with Maury and The Five People You Meet in Heaven, Mitch Albom's new book For One More Day. It's also a made-for-TV movie produced
oh, yeah.
by Oprah.
Yeah,
it just came out, featuring the guy from The Sopranos.
Right.
Can't think of his name right now. But the book is basically about what would you do if you had a chance to meet with a loved one who had passed away
mm-hmm.
for one more day.
Right.
And his mother basically comes back.
Right.
And, you know, he gets to spend one more day with her.
Yeah.
And it's pretty touching. I haven't read it myself, but... Mm-hmm. I've read all his other books, and he is a very good writer, so
right.
I would suggest
I it must be uplifting to some people. To me, that would be really depressing.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, but I know there are people who love this kind of stuff. And like, you have these Christmas these Christmas carols, like the Christmas shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, is that just... It just rips at you, and it's like, I hear it, I turn the radio off. I just can't... I don't want to think about things like that. At any rate. Okay, go ahead. Something new. Okay.
Secret by Rhonda Byrne. It's a book about how positive thoughts are positive magnets that attract wealth, health, and happiness.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of good things about that book, The Secret.
Oh, The Secret. Yes,
Secret.
Yes. Right.
Ooh.
So if you're looking for something positive, uplifting, and,
uh-huh.
you know, check out The Secret.
It's basically like a self-help book, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So,
because the way they design it, it looks like it's,
yeah,
you know.
It looks like...
Cotton-headed ninny muggin.
Good use of a sound effect. Now, the way they
I'm getting better.
Yeah, the way they use it, the way they package it, it looks
like the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, yeah, some sort of an adventure story or something. But yeah, okay, great.
So I got something for the chicks.
All right.
Confessions of a Shopaholic by Sophie Kinsella.
Okay.
I've read this myself.
Meow, yep. meow, 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 meow.
it's a funny book. It's a little bit of a romantic comedy.
Okay.
And it's about this British lady who has a shopping addiction.
Okay.
And she just keeps spending up on her Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect for the holiday season, right after you've rung up all those bills and you're thinking about all the money you spent. Go out and check out Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Exactly.
Kinsella.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. There's some, you know, we all have some time off, and you sit by the fire and read, pick up a book, and there's some lovely suggestions from Suki as to things you could read. Again, once again, from off of the Amazon hit list, I guess. So that's terrific. All right, great. Now, are we doing this thing or no? We're going to skip this.
Which one?
The gadget thing.
Why not?
Yeah, all right. There's still a few shopping days left.
That's right.
Maybe you're out there How many, Paul?
Oh, darn it. I don't have my widget on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. I have an actual widget for my computer that will it's a countdown. It's a Christmas countdown.
Is it really?
11 or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Anyhow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then again, by the time this airs, there's going to be three less days.
So yeah. That drives, by the way, just what? A quick sidebar, the name widget for these little programs for Apple. And for those of you who are Apple users, there are these little tiny programs called widgets that you can add to your machine to give it, like, some minor little silly, functionality, different things you can come up on your screen, like how many days till Christmas, and a calculator and a little weather thing and so on and so forth. It drives my nuts. It drives my nuts. Very good.
Oh.
It drives my wife nuts. How about that one? It drives my wife nuts because she was, of course, a business major. And the idea that somebody has taken the term widget, which is a generic term in business courses for some object that you want to sell, and turned it into an actual product, just irritates her. Irritates her no end. But at any rate, on to the Christmas gadgets. We have a few shopping days left, and you may be scratching your noodle trying to think of something to buy for Christmas for that special person in your life. And what do we have here?
It's a new thing called the Flip video camera.
Okay.
It's a small pocket-sized camcorder with one-touch recording and digital zoom.
Mm-hmm.
It holds 60 minutes of quality TV video. And supposedly it's very easy to plug right into your computer and upload movies to the internet.
Great.
And it also works with, I believe I've seen that it works with YouTube, so it's easier for you to actually get on and quickly upload your videos.
Boy, that makes some sense, yeah.
So it's pretty affordable. It doesn't look that expensive.
Yeah, what are we looking at here?
It's looking at about like $115.
Oh, that's not too
bad.
It's really not that bad at all.
Yeah. What website's that?
Amazon.
Amazon. Once again, from our fine folks at Amazon. Yeah.
You know what? That's pretty cool because I found some pretty crafty websites of just useless stuff, but really funny things. I'll have to put that on ours.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
Put that on our homepage, and then for all our listeners.
Do we have anything else? Any other ideas for?
Well, we've got the new Nano,
right?
The iPod Nano, which I've seen, and it literally is the size of your palm.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and it's really, really thin.
Very
so,
thin.
If you're looking, I mean, I would think I would lose it.
Right.
Just within my purse or whatever, because it's so small. And obviously the iPhone is a big thing.
Yep.
And the Wii, which is extremely hard to get a hold of.
Again? Now. I don't understand this. 2 years
it's
running.
It's something like $600. It's so hard to get a hold of.
I mean, we just happened to luck into one, so I just assumed everybody had one. So we had one from last Christmas. My daughter wanted it, and somebody was able to find one relatively easily, and so we got it. But everybody was struggling to get it last year. And then last Black Friday, I was out riding around. I like to go out and cruise the night, see what's going on late at night when people are standing outside being insane. And there were a whole bunch of teenagers waiting outside of a GameStop. And I'm like, what are you guys waiting for? Because I thought I knew everything that was new. And they were waiting for a Wii, which is not new, And I thought that was insane. But apparently still hard to get.
I saw a pretty cool advertisement for something on the TV the other day that it's kind of like a scanner / printer.
Right.
And it basically prints out all your emails without you having to have it connected to any kind of... So it's almost like a fax,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
But it was for grandmothers and grandfathers who are trying to look at pictures or read emails from, their younger family members. And what they were doing is just emailing it, and it would just print out to these to the couple, and they were reading.
That's a great idea, actually.
It's a pretty good idea.
That's a great idea. So you don't have to, they don't have to worry about, learning
typing
computer technology and all that. You can just...
The older generation...
Send
doesn't
it.
Really understand it yet.
Send it straight out to the
exactly.
home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I meant their home, not like the home. Yeah. I really wasn't being wise, but at any rate. Oh, it's getting to be that time of year.
Yeah.
Things are winding down here at the Wilmington University. And, of course, we're very excited. We're going to have our holiday party coming up here for the staff, which is college is very, very generous. We have a lovely time, and that's next week. And one of the exciting bit of news, which I got the okay to mention, is the fact that we will be dedicating I think it's the ACC building. That's the admissions and classroom center will be dedicated and named after our former president, Dr. Audrey Doberstein. And so very excited about that. And at that Christmas party, there will be a dedication ceremony at that particular event, which will be very nice, very festive way to do it. Now I'm trying to see, what else do we have here?
Let's see. How about New Year's resolutions?
Oh, yeah, that's
because
right.
Because the next time that we air this is going to be on our lunch.
Exactly.
That's launch, not lunch.
Our lunch. So I can't
say what's on my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I guess we our biggest resolution will be to produce a better show.
Oh, yes. Hey, everybody.
There
everybody,
you go.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick note. This, speaking of lunches, we are also sending off into the great wonderland of retirement a longtime employee of this department, Mr. Jim Hartzell. And Jim is retiring this at the end of the year. This year, we're sorry to see him go, but we wish him all the best luck. Today we are actually taking him out to lunch and going to roast him a little bit, I think, over lunch. But Jim, really, best of luck to you, and thank you for all your help over the years. We really appreciate it.
Yay, Jim.
But what about New Year's resolutions?
Well, mine usually, everybody's usually saying the whole like lose weight, eat healthy thing.
Yeah.
But let me see. What are my resolutions that I can actually put on the air?
It is true. It is true that you know. I mean, I think it is fairly generic. People want to lose weight, or they want to get into shape, or they want to quit some bad habit that they have. You know.
I want to learn how to cook better.
Well, see, now that's a positive one. I like that. That's really good.
I've been working on it a lot more, you know, just kind of experimenting around.
Right.
And things have been coming out well, so I want to learn how to, you know, start cooking better, cooking healthier, and just being, you know, getting fresh meals all the time instead of microwave meals and fast food.
Right.
And lay off the cow.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's great.
Eat more chicken.
That's right.
Eat more chicken, that's right. Yes, from the fine folks at Chick-fil-A, that slogan comes to you. Again, once I really mean this, please do not send us any gifts. at any rate, but that's a good one. I like that because it's positive. You know, a lot of times people are trying to correct negative things, but that's looking forward to something really positive. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I mean, for me, well, I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, I've been on a diet, and I've been doing well with that. I want to keep going with that. That's a goal for me. And I guess that is positive. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at that as positive. I don't know. Get things a little better organized around here, maybe, and keep things humming along. I think everybody here in the University Relations Department does a fine job. But we've got some exciting things coming up in the new year, so it'll be exciting to look forward to that.
And look out for our magazine that's coming out, too.
That's right.
Oh,
exactly.
Magazine.
Exactly.
We got a lot of things coming out. We got our new spring campaign.
Right.
Which we're doing commercials and print ads for. And
exactly.
I guess that would bring me to my resolution.
And what
because,
is that,
Paul? Well, that is my goal this year is to enter the new year with a clean slate. See? And I plan on finishing all my jobs. See, I'm burying my hold even deeper here because Chris is looking at me. He's like, yeah, all right. And then, no, but
now we can hold him to
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
See, this is what I meant by I don't know if I'm going to put this on the air, but I guess I can. I plan on finishing all my projects, side jobs and real job, this one.
Right.
And entering the new year, starting fresh new projects.
That's fantastic. So, that's a good thing for everybody.
And that's positive.
It is positive. Again, very positive. Very positive.
I'll give this to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just a positive bunch.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. Where else are we? We obviously want to wish everybody a happy and healthy holiday season. And to make sure that you're safe and careful I don't know necessarily with what, but don't plug too many things in the same outlet. Maybe that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, be careful how much spiked eggnog you drink before you get behind the wheel. You know, things like that. And once again, stay tuned for our official launch of the new Wilmington UCast coming to you on January 14th of next year.
It's a big event, so come to it and get free stuff.
That's right, exactly. So
check out the website for more details.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Is there any other way people can get information, Paul?
I'd say the website. That's the best way. Okay. I'm going to keep that sucker updated as much as I can.
That's all, folks. The website, RUR website, is going to get updated too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is. It's in the process. And actually, I just uploaded a media player,
right,
which will play all of our commercials and a lot of cool stuff. So check that out. That's,
yeah.
I believe it's wilmu.edu/college
or it's UR, isn't it?
UR.
Just the letters UR.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, so until then, folks, have a happy, merry, and we will see you in the new year.
Need a hug.